as we have just experienced together with Psalm 67, and as all who follow Jesus know, prayer is a very important part of the Christian life. It makes us who we are. Our Lord prayed all the time. He retreated alone to pray early in the morning and late in the evening, when he was at peace and when he was in danger. He prayed for guidance for himself, for strength for his friends, for mercy for his oppressors. Jesus prayed. And the apostles followed in his footsteps. They devoted themselves to a life of prayer. James was nicknamed Old Camel Knees for how much time he spent praying. St. Paul instructs us to pray without ceasing. Pray and never stop praying. Prayer takes many forms. Thoughtful, prepared prayers by an individual or for a congregation can sometimes use well-crafted, even poetic language like the Psalms to express our praise of God and our petitions. Other prayers are just spontaneous. They just come out of us. Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, protect our children. That's a prayer being prayed a lot these days. Prayer takes many forms, from the formal to the poetic to the guttural to the silent. It always has been. Three Bible words, and this is our focus this morning, three Bible words that have all been part of our worship this morning, three Bible words have been part of prayer since Old Testament times. Three Hebrew words that come to English just as they are without being translated. The words themselves are prayers. Three simple words, a word of joy, a word of conviction, a word of trust. And we need each of these prayers, these prayer words, now as much as ever. The first, a word of joy in the face of despair. Alleluia. The last word in the last psalm, Psalm 150, alleluia, all through Scripture, whether you see it spelled alleluia or hallelujah, it always means praise God. We need alleluias in our lives. George Frederick Handel made alleluia glorious. Leonard Cohen made it soulful. We need alleluias of all kinds in our lives. To have them in our lives, we have to be people who are looking for them in everything. People in whom the praise of God rises from our hearts and onto our lips when the blessings pour out and when the darkness descends. We celebrate baptism today. Alleluia. The church keeps finding ways to love and support one another through all kinds of difficult times. Alleluia. We're seeing a revolution happen before our eyes, reckoning with our nation's enduring racial sins. Alleluia. Jesus Christ died for our sins. We are being redeemed by grace. Alleluia. Praise God. There may be many reasons to wake in the middle of the night and despair for the world, but God is trustworthy and good. Alleluia. The Lord omnipotent reigneth. Alleluias always find a way to rise in our hearts and on our lips. May they always. A word of joy. The second word, a word of conviction in the face of uncertainty. Amen. The last word in all the Bible, the final word in most prayers, amen, literally means so be it, but that sounds so flat, doesn't it? Amen says so much more than so be it. It is spiritual agreement. It is soulful solidarity, active participation with one another in conviction of faith. Another person may voice the prayer, but my spirit joins with it, and when it does, I say, amen. Amen reminds us that no one is alone in their prayers. we share them together. In some traditions, preachers call out amen, and the congregation responds by typing in the chat, amen. The preacher isn't looking for affirmation. He or she is inviting participation. Join your hearts here. Let us be one in our proclamation and praise. Amen. Amen. We need amen. We need to join our hearts and minds with our brothers and sisters in solidarity every chance we get. Let us encourage one another. Let us be encouraged. And as the book of Revelation ends, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. Alleluia and amen. Joy and conviction. The third word is a word of trust. Now, this one's different from the first two. Alleluia and amen are prayers that we utter. They are our spiritual work. The third is a silent prayer. It is God working on our spirit. It's Selah. It's a word of trust in the face of self-reliance, a word of silence in the face of noise, a prayer of humility in the face of our pride. Even though Selah appears 71 times in the Psalms, the actual meaning of the word is a mystery now. No one today knows exactly what it meant. Most people think it was a musical direction for when the Psalms were chanted or sung in worship. We think the word is an instruction, something in music like a pause, a rest. So, Selah is to music what Sabbath is to time. Something like rest, silence, pause, wait, pray, meditate, trust. When we're reading the Psalms and we come to Selah, we stop and we breathe. And we let God's Spirit work on us before we move into the next part of the psalm. In baptism, Selah is the moment the person being baptized is lowered under the water. At that moment, when we're baptized, we put ourselves in the hands of another. The trust is complete now. We belong to God. We trust that by trusting ourselves into God's hands to be lowered into death, we will be lifted to new life. The brief moment under the silent waters. That's Selah. Unlike amen and alleluia, which are familiar on our lips in prayer and music, Selah is a prayer word that not only is a mystery for what it means, but it's just about forgotten. But not totally. You know who remembers it? It's not preachers, not most preachers. I guess the spirits of most preachers aren't inclined to silence or to rest or to waiting. Musicians. Remember Selah. Music is the sound and the space between the sound. It's the notes and the pauses between the notes. Exploring, bending, inhabiting the empty space is as much a part of music as the vibration of strings or of vocal cords. In choral sacred music, and in music you wouldn't expect, the Selah, the pause, is at the heart of it. And among those perhaps most unexpected, we might find Kanye West. Yes, Kanye West, whose song Selah is an unexpectedly powerful song on his equally unexpectedly powerful album, Jesus is King. The whole song, called Selah, is about the transformation that comes from leaving one way of life and becoming a new person. Now, Kanye's whole life seems like a struggle to embody the ways God keeps working on his soul. Pray for him. His music tells the story of that struggle often. His song Selah ends with these lines: "Everything old shall now become new. The leaves will be green, bearing the fruit. Love God and our neighbor as written in Luke, the army of God, and we are the truth." A more ancient song on the same theme is Psalm 67. It's a short psalm, just 7 verses. But the whole way of God is bound up in the 3 moves of the psalm, not entirely unlike Kanye's song. In Psalm 67, each of the 3 moves is bound to the others by the spirit musical and spiritual note, Selah. The psalm begins by asking God, bless us. In doing so, it echoes the ancient prayer, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. If the prayer stopped there, it would be a powerful and important prayer on its own, worthy of an amen and an alleluia. God bless us. We need you. But there is no amen here. And there is no alleluia. Rather, there's Selah. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. Selah. Now wait. Pause. Be still. Rest. Something more is coming. After the pause, the psalm's prayer picks up again. And now, the focus of the prayer completely changes. Here, in this part, it says, let all the nations of the world praise you. Let the peoples be glad in you. This isn't a prayer for us, you see. This is a prayer for them. It's not for me. It's for you. This isn't God bless me. This is God bless them. If my prayers, if my spirituality, my faith, or my actions are only about me and what's best for me and my family and for my people, amen, I've stopped too soon. And the Selah here doesn't just let me rest in the grace of God for me forever. It is a pause that opens up space in me for something more, space that may not have been there before or I didn't know was there. When we rest in prayer and listen in silence for God, we hear God saying to us, keep going. Even Kanye knows this. Love God and love neighbor as written in Luke. And this is especially important to hear at a time like this when everything around us makes silly the notion that we are all just individuals. The poet John Donne knew that. No man is an island. None of us live on an island of individuality where what I do only matters to me and what I can get out of it. We're bound together. We breathe the same air. Is this not what we're learning in these days? Is this not what Jesus meant in the gospel reading when he said that for true religion it matters more what comes out of our mouths than what goes into them? Is this not the spirit of Joseph who, when he saw his brothers who had wronged him so terribly, when he finally meets his brothers again, he opens his arms wide to be reconciled to them that what has been good for Joseph would be good for all people? Our lives are bound up with all the others around us. And this is how God made us. We're made in God's image. God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, 3 in 1. How do humans come to believe they're each individuals? Nothing in creation is individual. Everything in creation is bound together in a web of relationship. When we pause long enough to see past our desires, we pause long enough to notice that we're not alone. And all the people around us are in need, too, of God's presence in their lives. And so we pray for them, too. And then another Selah. The psalm isn't done yet. Another Selah meets us. Pause, pray, meditate, rest. And then keep going. After the pause, the psalm finishes by binding the two prayers together. God bless us, God bless them. Now, God, may you bless them through us. Here the psalmist takes us to the heart of the matter, that in every way we are blessed, it is intended to be for the good of others. Every way we receive mercy is to give mercy. Every way we are shown love, it is that we may more fully love others. We do not possess our own grace of God. In us, God is at work for others. We come to the fullness of prayer and a faith life only when our lives are being given away. Is this not the message of the cross? Selah means rest. And then, keep going further. Three words we need these days. Alleluia. Amen. Selah. To those who have already been baptized, to those who are on the journey to the waters, and to those who are being baptized today, we say this to all. May your prayers for your life and the lives of all the world be powerful and never-ending. And may the journey begun continue on until your life becomes a prayer of Alleluia, Amen, and Selah. As you confess your faith, with you we say Amen. As you are lowered down into the water, we too renew our trust in God, Selah. And as you rise to walk in the newness of life, we say Alleluia. And we celebrate all that God has done and will do in and through you in this life, and the glory of the life that is to come. And so, let us prepare now, in the fullness of prayer, to go and participate in the mystery of our faith. Thanks be to God.